Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth, the DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh, the catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth, the DH, Alex Johnson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth, the catcher, Bruce Kim. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Fidrich. And now, play ball. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Ogilvy steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fidrich covering, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard juggles the ball. That's an error on Leonard. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Rodriguez moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. White reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Patek. Verizer moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens throws the ball into Patek, who tags Kim trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fidrich covering, for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Kim and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball towards center. LaFleur settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on LaFleur. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Garcia fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Staub steals second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Pedro Garcia. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now catching. Jerry Manuel now playing second base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive towards first. Thompson catches it and steps on first to double up McRae. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.